The annual Christmas letter is not the only holiday item that can put one's teeth on edge. Consider the fruitcake. Johnny Carson once said there is only one fruitcake in the world, and people keep sending it to each other. Nancy Masters respectfully disagrees. She's one of the founders of the annual Fruitcake Festival in Independence, California. It takes place tomorrow, and she's on the line with us. Welcome to the program.
I'm glad to be here, Leanne.
Why celebrate this much maligned baked good?
Well, Leanne, we're fruitcake lovers here in Independence, and I guess it's been disturbing through the years to hear the negative commentary about fruitcake. So a couple of us 2 years ago started talking about the fruitcake and how it has been maligned through the years, and we decided to have a festival. And our mission statement is to provide a refuge for fruitcakes and people that like fruitcake and to help ameliorate the ignominy that has bedeviled fruitcake in recent years.
Are there contests?
Yes, there are. We judge fruitcake in a variety of areas, but we really don't judge the best fruitcake. But we judge the nuttiest, traveled the farthest, the oldest fruitcake, the most unusual, and new this year we're going to have the fruitiest fruitcake.
Oldest fruitcake? I mean, you have people coming that have been keeping something in their closet for a long time?
Not yet. Not yet, but we're working on that. I think the oldest one we had last year was about 2 months. Now, this year, we're going to be announcing a new proposal, and that is a fruitcake repository or an orphanage, and that individuals can send their unwanted and unloved fruitcakes to, and we'll put them to good use.
How?
Actually, you know, fruitcake ages very well. We can actually eat that fruitcake.
I also heard there's a fruitcake toss.
There is. That's new this year, too. They're going to be aerodynamic tests, basically, to see which fruitcake is the most successful at going the distance. We're going to have also probably a launching with a fruitcake bazooka, but I want to emphasize that we do this in a spirit of respect. So we plan on tossing the fruitcakes in a container so that we can retrieve the fruitcake and actually do something with it later.
You like fruitcake?
I do.
You eat it?
I do.
Do you send it to other people as a gift?
I don't. I don't want to give my fruitcakes away.
Oh.
Are you a fruitcake lover?
I take the fifth.
You should come to our festival. You can't believe the variety. It's unbelievable of fruitcakes that have come out of people's recipes. There's even chocolate fruitcake.
How has fruitcake changed your life?
I would have to say that one of the things that I've discovered doing the Fruitcake Festival is this large group of people that really have not said that they like fruitcake. By having the festival, I'm able to see how many fruitcake lovers there are.
But why is it so maligned?
I think because if you make it improperly, it could be like hard chunks of dried fruit, stale nuts, and a dense batter that you can't really cut through. But if it's made properly and aged, it's so good. It's just fragrant and dense with all kinds of good stuff. You could really take it as a survival food into the mountains.
Nancy Masters is one of the founders of the Independence, California Fruitcake Festival, which takes place tomorrow. Nancy, thanks a lot. Happy eating.
Happy eating to you.
It's sticky, all spicy, all crunchy and tasty. Has the same density as red mahogany. Touch it, taste it, live it, love it, breathe it, fruitcake. Usually brown with some specks of color. Usually made by someone not your mama.
This is NPR's Weekend Edition, directed by Ned Wharton, with production help from David Rector, Christine Arrasmith, Laura Krantz, Dave Nagaris, and Rebecca Martinez. Ken Bader is the senior editor. The senior producer is Robert Molesky. Our technical director is Burke Khan, with audio engineer Ted Mebane. Key Molesky is our reference librarian. Our theme music was written by B.J. Lederman, with additional music from Greg Smith and Steph Scajari. I'm Leanne Hansen.
Yummy.